Hey there! 2022年想要给自己创造一个融入生活里的英语环境吗？欢迎来到通勤学英语 Podcast， 每日带你提升英语力。我们每日都有新的单集陪着你，利用通勤、喝咖啡或等人的时间，一起跟着我 John 老师一起朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻，让英语融入你的生活。想要加强复习，只要点开单集简介 Show Notes， 就会有逐字稿陪你一起学习。Are you ready for your daily English shadowing?Let's get started. Russia's invasion is accelerating splinternet, French envoy says. Russia's war in Ukraine is hastening the arrival of the splinternet, also referred to as cyber balkanization or internet balkanization, a forced division of cyberspace.Under the control of competing political blocs, France's digital affairs envoy Henri Verdier said. As Russia accelerates domestic online censorship and Ukraine calls for Russia to be taken offline, Verdier said any transition by Russia to move toward an independent internet would have very severe consequences.He warned that nation-states might be more tempted to launch devastating cyber-attacks they were sure they would be insulated from the results. Today, if I break the Russian internet, probably I will break my own internet, because it's the same, Verdier said, arguing the shared nature of the World Wide Web protected all users from losing service. If we have two or three or four internets,The temptation to disconnect the other will be very high, warned Verdier, adding that authoritarian countries could try to take democratic countries offline if such mutual dependence were lost. The comments from Verdier, who visited Washington to discuss the war with his counterparts at the U.S. Department of State, the National Security Council, underscore growing concern.That Russia could realize its suspected intention to establish a more sovereign internet. Web policy experts, geopolitical analysts, and individual web users in Moscow previously suggested that Russian leadership would use the war to advance such plans. Since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, Russia has sped up its internet isolation.Increasing domestic online censorship by blocking Meta Inc.'s Facebook and Instagram and limiting Twitter Inc., for example. Companies such as Apple Inc., Microsoft Corp., and Netflix Inc. have also limited their presence, while some foreign internet service providers have started to withdraw services. Verdier said he was worried by attempts to weaponize institutional governance of the internet.I feel we could be close to the fragmentation of the internet, he said. My main concern is, will the unique, neutral, multi-stakeholder, free internet survive this crisis? I'm not sure. A senior U.S. State Department official said the acceleration toward the splinternet was everything that Putin has ever wanted.Saying his attempt to establish sovereign boundaries in cyberspace was intended to control his people. He wanted a new Iron Curtain. That's what he's doing. He just found an easy way to do it, where everybody is helping him. A lot of authoritarian countries would quite like a great firewall of China model, but didn't have that foresight. Now some are trying to reverse engineer it, said Emily Taylor.Research associate at the Oxford Internet Institute, referring to Beijing's extensive ecosystem of controls that block online content. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ，Improving your English on the go.Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。